Hi, and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And after breaking records as the hottest part of Britain last week, normal service was resumed in the Highlands, Moray and Aberdeenshire, as snow came back in some parts of the MFR patch with a vengeance. 8 inches to a foot was recorded over the past couple of days in parts, and with lambing well underway, it's been an unwelcome change. NFU Scotland's Hill Farming Committee member Sandy Tullock, who farms at Bankery, said his newborn lambs were suffering in amongst blizzards 36 hours ago. But things had now calmed down, and at least the older lambs born a couple of weeks ago were doing okay. A lot of farmers in the higher parts don't start lambing till towards the end of the month, and the forecast to warmer weather as the week goes on will be welcome news to them. Whilst on the subject of the weather, it was the fifth driest and third warmest March ever on record, and that's been pushing the price of wheat back up again. After a fall at the end of last week, May prices are now quoted at £175 a tonne. And the Homegrown Cereals Authority tell us that it's going to be a tight season for all cereals, especially proteins and maize. Now, you may remember that yesterday we were talking to Charles Dudgeon from Savills Estate Agents in Edinburgh, and he was telling us that the price of farmland was buoyant due to the current optimism surrounding farming. Today, he tells us just exactly what that land is worth.
Best arable land, and the significant point we saw last year, was the gap between best arable land and the secondary land, i.e. land that can't grow 3.5 tonnes plus of winter wheat and can't grow potatoes or alternative crops to cereals. The gap between those two types of land was widening. The best land was certainly fetching north of £7,000 an acre, and in the south of England, that's now reaching £8,000 an acre, despite the fact that they have less water than we do. And the less good land, the less productive land, was probably growing only at 2 or 3%, whereas the better land was growing at 5 and 6%.
So it's returns as well that we're talking about here.
We don't know yet what's going to happen with the review of the PAP come 2014. It's fairly well trailed, but the overall emphasis seems to be there'll be less subsidy to go around for the UK. If there's less subsidy to go around, it's entirely logical that demand becomes stronger for the better ground. So it's going to be more reliant on production rather than subsidy.
And Charles Dudgeon went on to tell me that farmland is being considered by a lot of investors as a better bet than gold at the moment. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.